John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Punchline Philadelphia for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. As a matter of fact, they're very special shows. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. You can get tickets on your own through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again, the one, the only, Joe Matarese.
Whoa, hey.
I think the main reason why I do the Joe Matarese intro that way every time is because of you and baseball.
You know, if you want to talk baseball really quick at the top.
I mean, sure, that's fine.
You can't be a dad without going to Little League games, which I'll be missing Little League games this weekend.
Are you the screaming dad at the Little League game?
Well, I didn't realize I was. You know, what's the only thing that saved me is I'm a stand-up comedian, and all the parents knew that I was a stand-up comedian, and the coach knew I was a stand-up comedian. I tried to lower my antidepressants, tried to lower the milligrams, and it backfired at a Little League game. So I lower the meds. I show up at my son's Little League game, and the coach had been doing this terrible move, which is stealing from third without a pass ball. Like, literally tries to think that he can tell when the pitcher and the catcher aren't paying attention. You know, when the catcher throws it back to the pitcher? If they're not paying attention, he goes, go! And I had been, I'm such a baseball nut and an angry guy that I've been counting that this play was 1-for-7. I'm like, this is never, I only one kid on our team, and I've been saying his name. I'm going to probably say his name on stage tonight. Ryder. Ryder can score on this play. Every kid, every Little League dad knows that kid on the team.
Right.
It's like a rocket.
Right, There's always the one.
And he slides so hard because he's running so fast. No 11-year-old kid's been putting the play on him because he's just knocking the ball loose. He's so fast, right? But my son is not Ryder.
Okay.
So I'm behind the backstop, right? He says, go. My son tries to steal straight home with two outs with a pitcher who's lobbing it over. I'm like, earn the run. I'm old school. Earn the run. Get it. So my son tries to score. They call him out. He gets underneath the tag. The coach comes running over yelling at the ump. He got under it. He got under it. He got under it. And the ump goes, no, no, no. He's out. And now the coach looks at me and goes, Joe, was he under it? And I go, yeah, he was. And this is where the meds being lowered didn't work. I go, but that was a stupid move, man. He goes, what? I go, two outs? You got a kid lobbing it over the plate? I go, you're 1-for-7. I've been keeping track. It doesn't work. Earn the run. I go, I can't even take it. And I walk away from him, and now I'm yelling at his wife. And my wife comes over, and she's like, I couldn't even take your side on that. You were just so out of line. I go, I know. That's the thing with my anger. I never stay angry for more than 5 minutes. The meds kind of grabs it.
That's like 180 degrees different of me.
Yeah,
you go the other way.
Yeah. Well, I'm Sicilian, so I just keep it forever. Everything becomes a vendetta. You know? I'm pissed at kids from high school still. So I know this is a mental health show this weekend, and you're raising money for mental health, and you're a mental health, I would say, professional yourself, only because of the usage side, not necessarily like a doctor.
Correct. My wife's the doctor.
Side, yeah, I know that. Now, what is her PhD in?
It's neuropsychology.
Neuropsychology.
That's why I'm on meds. I told you, she diagnosed me on date one. She knew everything I needed.
Really?
Yes. She didn't tell me till 5 years into marriage that she knew I had ADD and anxiety and anger on date one.
So basically, you don't have you're not a husband to her. You're an extension of her education.
Yes, yes. But then we found out 7 years into marriage she needed meds too.
That's how it all works. Okay. Now that you're living up in New York, when the summer comes along, do you miss the shore?
You know what? It's funny you say it. This is going to be my first summer. I had to go to Cape Cod with her family every year with her wife's, with my wife's sisters, her
mom, Cape Cod,
all in one house.
Oh, this God.
Like 14 straight years, and now finally they decided they needed a break from it, and I
took 14 years to figure that out.
Yeah, and I got a place just for my wife and me and my two kids at the Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's
this
great.
Summer.
That's
yeah,
great. Where are you going to be?
In Diamond Beach.
Okay.
Which is right past Wildwood, right before Cape May. Jersey Shore, I love. What is it about Atlantic City that it never gets nice, no matter how many beautiful casinos they put on the water? They're like, let's put another one up on the water. No, still bad. Still awful. Well, I always say Atlantic City is the only place that has bad neighborhoods indoors. Like, I've literally been in a casino where you turn a corner and you go, not going down that hallway. That doesn't look so good. Not today.
Now, when you're in Atlantic City, all right, and let's say whether you're at a club, you know, doing a performance there, or you're just there on your own, you're a sports guy. Do you get caught up in sports betting?
That's semi-new, right? That's the big lure.
Yeah, that's the big lure.
I always say, was there anyone in New Jersey that was having trouble getting a sports bet in? You know, was Gandolfini, was there some Italian guy in central Jersey going, I just can't find a place to get a bet, you know? I mean, where I look, I can't get a bet. I don't know, is there a guy I could call? I wish there was a guy I could call. Shut up. Come on. If you want to make it exciting for people, this is the lure. Make it legal to gamble on sports that you shouldn't gamble on, like Little League games.
Really?
Right? Now it makes sense why dads are yelling, you know? You hear a dad going, what are you doing? We just lost the house! I told you! Take the first pitch!
Now, in Atlantic City, you know, there are lots of men and women work in Atlantic City, although there are some women who work in Atlantic City but don't work in the casinos. They get work in the casinos. Do you know where I'm leading here?
Well, yeah. I mean, this connects with the bad neighborhoods indoors.
Right.
I'm at the Tropicana.
Right.
It's like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. I'm going back to my room. I'm in the hotel lobby waiting for the elevator, and two hawkers approach me.
Uh-huh.
At my hotel, like, I was like, man, I live in New York. Like, you got to go over the 59th Street Bridge. You got to make a right, then a hard left. Then you got to curl around.
You got to go to
Sunnyside.
You got to go to Sunnyside, is what you're saying. Right?
Right under the bridge.
Right under the bridge.
When I first moved there when I was 20, I used to take friends. I'd be like, dude, you got to see. There's like 100 hookers in this one spot. So I'm in Atlantic City, and they're not even like good hookers. You know what I mean? Like,
right. They're Atlantic City hookers.
They're Atlantic City hookers. Like, one of them looked like.
They're like retreads.
I guess we could say. One looked like one was a transvestite, but like a bad one. Uh-huh. Like it looked like Tootsie if he was like on a bender. Uh-huh. It was like the wig was on sideways, right? And then this is so mean to say on the radio, but one looked like Warren Sapp.
Oh my God.
If you don't know who he was a defensive player for the Buccaneers. Am I correct?
Yep.
Dude. So Warren Sapp was the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Sapp comes up to me. And she goes, hey, how you doing? And I said, no. That was like the first time in my life I ever heard, do you want me to? And I went, no, I'm good. And I thought, how bad does my life have to be going for me to say yes to that
proposition? To Warren Sapp.
To Warren Sapp. I started thinking, even on my deathbed, you know, I'm all hooked up to the machines. And then she leans in to the hospital bed. Do you want me to? I'm like, nah. I'm gonna go towards the light. I'm gonna go towards the light.
Joe Matarese is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at Punchline Philadelphia. There's a show at 7:30 and 9:45 both nights. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. I've got some tickets to give away now, so you can call us here in the studio for tonight's 7:30 show, 215-263-WMGK. Is all of the money going to this mental health thing that you're doing?
That's great that you asked that, because like, I got people going, well, how much is going to...
Right.
This is the first gig connected to the mental health tour for the nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
We're doing fundraisers after all the shows. I'm going to be giving a lot of merch away for certain donations.
Mm-hmm.
That goes 100%. Everything that I make after the shows, 100% of it is
that's
going
great.
To the nonprofit.
That's great.
Yes.
All right, so that's tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. Make sure you buy something with Joe. He'll even let you touch him, but not like the girls in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
All right, classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.